Morning. You hear me okay? Good. It was all sixes and sevens up here this morning. I'm looking for my pulpit and things I got there. I've nothing to put things on. Welcome to your service this morning. Hear me okay? Yeah. More importantly, welcome to the boys and girls. This is your day. This is the day when we celebrate you today. And we're thanking God for each one of you. And we're looking forward to what you have to show us and do for us and sing for us in the service this morning. Really looking forward to that. It's going to be a really good morning. Just for everyone else, come back tonight. Sorry, I probably should have said, if you're visiting this morning, if you're one of these lovely children's parents or grandparents or aunts and uncles or just friends, then you're doubly welcome. And we'll hope you have a really good time this morning. Come back tonight at 6 o'clock. Stephen Bailey will be speaking. And some of our older folks, some of our older boys and girls will be taking part in that service as well. Tuesday at 7:30 is our midweek Bible study and prayer meeting. Wednesday at 10:30 is our Little Lambs. Also, Wednesday this week at 7:30 in the evening is the Ladies' Fellowship. So this is the last Ladies' Fellowship of the session. So please, ladies, if you're going to that, or if you've never been to that before, or you have a friend that would like to go to it, you think, then please invite them along. There's a little notification there that you can take away and invite your friends along to that. Thursday at 6:15 in the evening is our Abbots Cross Boys Club. And just next Sunday, the 5th, at 11 o'clock, our pastor will be taking that service, and there will be communion in that service as well. And at 6 o'clock is a special baptismal service. So again, come along to that, invite your friends, and there will be tea in the hall afterwards. And while we're on the subject of tea, the big flask hasn't been found yet, okay? So, it's a big pump flask. So, hunt out your cupboards and things like that there. If you've taken it, bring it back. But also, in terms of tea, I just wanted to take this opportunity just to thank those who do help with that tea and prepare it. We've probably missed those, you know, over COVID and stuff. We haven't been able to meet like that. And that catering team have been sitting twiddling their thumbs for 2 years. So, but we really thank you. Really thank that team, that catering team, for planning and preparing those teas for us. We really look forward to next week as well, because they're apparently preparing something special. Yes, just a reminder, there's a meeting tonight at 5 o'clock in the hall to do with the English classes for refugees and foreign workers. We made an announcement to that last week. If you're interested in that, just want to know more about it and understand it better, then please come along at 5 o'clock today. Trailblazers, boys and girls, we have incredible news. It's in your seat as well. Trailblazers is on from Monday the 20th to Friday the 24th. Just for everybody, there's a leaflet in the bookcase at the back. There's loads of them. Please take them away and distribute them around your friends and family, neighbours and stuff, and invite the children of the area to come along. That should be a really good time. Also, there's a little bookmark, just as a reminder, about our incredible news. And on the back, Lynn Bullitt has made that. So please take one of those as you leave as well. And you can pray for the work of the Trailblazers. Phew, three of them. Just finally, just wanted to make a little bit of a... I don't know what the word is. What is that word? Presentation, that's the word. Just to say, you know, Judith Gervin has been a leader in charge of Stepping Stones for a few years now. And unfortunately, she has decided to step down at the end of June. For as long as Judith has been in the church, she's been involved with the boys and girls and has sought to bring the truth of God's word in a way that we all can understand. Judith and her team work largely in the background. A lot of the time you don't see those leaders. You know, a lot of the time they're working away on stepping stones when we're here in church. So it's easy to forget sometimes. But they're working on as we're in here. The last few years haven't been easy as well. But even through lockdown, Judith has prepared a program online with her leaders so that contact wasn't lost and the boys and girls didn't miss out. It's only when we have these things like Children's Day or something like it that we see all the hard work that goes in and the commitment put in and how God has been using Judith and her team for the furtherance of the gospel in this place. We thought it fitting, therefore, Judith, to make this presentation on Children's Day. So, Judith, on behalf of the pastor, leadership and congregation of the church, I'd just like to thank you for your dedication and your service to the Lord's work among the boys and girls of our fellowship, and I wish you God's richest blessing in the future. Could I just ask you to come and accept a small token of appreciation on behalf of the church? Thank you.
Thank you, Drew. As you said, it has been a team who have been faithful to the work, some of them 11 years ago when the Sunday school started. So thank you, each one. And Sam and Tiny Steps now have been merged with Stepping Stones, and we've worked really well together. And all the leaders, thank you so much.
I'm sure Daphne and me are really glad to be able to join in singing this morning with everybody else. Before we listen to the best part of all, which will be the kids from Stepping Stones coming up and doing their little program. And isn't it great to have this extra choir around us here in the platform? That's really good. They're all looking very bright, just like Daphne. I'm afraid I'm a bit dark this morning, but there you go. And so we're going to start off by singing about something about which we can be really glad. I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. If you're still following the book, this is number 724. And if it's possible, please stand to sing.
I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. great singing, great start to Children's Day. And I'm just thinking, coming up in the car, reminiscing about, I used to be your age, and used to love Children's Day and singing in the children's choir with a new dress and new ankle socks and new sandals, and brings back happy memories. This next one, now you all know this one, deep and wide, and we'll let you sit for this one, and I want you all to do the actions.
Gloria gave birth to their first child, who was a boy who they named Benji. But Gloria, in some of her books, tells how that when the boy was born, some words came to her mind, and the words were, "How sweet to hold a newborn baby." But later on, as she came back to those words, the Holy Spirit spoke to her, and she wrote another verse, which is the first verse of the song we're going to sing, which goes, "God sent his son. They call him Jesus." So it's great to have all these boys and girls here. Great to be a part of it. But let's remember this morning that God loved us so much that he gave his son, the Lord Jesus, for us on that cross of Calvary. This is 203 if you're following the book. And if you can, please stand to sing.
Even then, I
Now, we're just going to finish off this little part of the service by singing a short medley of three little choruses, which I'm sure you'll all know. The first one is Hallelujah, 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 Praise Ye the Lord. And we usually split it up. So this side, you're going to sing Hallelujah. So when you're saying Hallelujah, that means you must stand up, if you're able, if you're able. And then you sit down. And Daphne's side, they're going to sing Praise Ye the Lord. So you have to stand when you're singing Praise Ye the Lord and then sit down. Now we're only going to sing it through once. Okay, so you really have to give it all you've got as we sing it through. So everybody on this side up as we sing Hallelujah. You'll also know wide, wide as the ocean.
You all a very warm welcome. It's good to see you and good to hear the good singing and to see the kids all in front of us. You're all indeed very welcome. Let's bow together in prayer. Let's pray and let's just seek the Lord. We thank you, Father, for bringing us together here this morning We thank you, Lord, for the presence of God amongst us, and we pray, dear God, that your presence will be a reality in every heart. Thank you for the boys and girls. Thank you for all those who are involved in instructing and teaching them. Thank you for their parents. Thank you for their guardians. Thank you for those who ensure that they hear the gospel story. And we ask, Lord, that even today, that those of us in this church might be greatly encouraged, Lord, as we see the work that's been done amongst the boys and girls. We thank you for everybody who's been involved, every volunteer and everyone who's laid their hand to the plough. And we ask, Lord, that you will graciously reward them for their hire as they've sought to instruct and teach boys and girls the truth. We ask, Lord, your blessing upon what we will do and what we'll hear today. We ask, Lord, that your presence will be a reality. We pray, dear God, that your speaking voice will be heard. We pray, dear God, that you'll help all the boys and girls that are going to be involved. Everything that they sing and everything that they recount and everything that they recall. We ask, Lord, that you'll bless them. Thank you for Judith and the team, and pray, dear God, that they will be enriched in their hearts as they see the evidence and the effect of their ministry in these young lives. We want to take a wee moment, Lord, just remember Kathleen Moore today. We thank you that she's amongst us. And, oh God, we pray that you'll continue to comfort her heart at the passing of her husband, John. We ask, Lord, for those who are in hospital today. We think of Jimmy Coleman. We think, Lord, of others who are facing various challenges health-wise. We think of Evelyn Bell. We think of William Smith, Lord. We also think of Adrian Bennington. Lord, we ask that your hand will be upon each one. We commit ourselves into your hands now. Lord, we pray your blessing upon everything that we seek to do, that it will have the touch of God and the blessing of the Holy Spirit in all that we do and say. Blessed stepping stones, as they come now to minister to us, we pray that your hand of blessing will be upon them in Christ's name. And everybody said, amen. I'm going to hand over to Judith and the team. Thank you very much, Judith, and the stepping stones. Thank you.
Morning. Just as we're finalising our positions here, which it's going unusually smoothly, I have to say. So I was just thinking there, our sister Daphne shared with us how many years ago she remembers sitting just like some of these little children here. And it dawned on me that at that time there were older believers that would have been maybe helping out in Sunday school. And those seeds that they planted bore root, and we can see that they're still bearing fruit today with Daphne. But you know, it's a two-way street, and just as Daphne as a little girl was fed by older believers, we hope today that many of these children up here have put their trust in the Lord already, and we hope that you guys, some of the older believers, will be blessed by some of the youngest believers. Okay, so the theme for this year is the family. So to kick off, we're going to ask a few questions to some of the boys and girls about their family. Now, first off, we've got Daniel. So Daniel, I hope you're not going to make this hard for me like you did on Friday night at practice. Now, Daniel, do you want to tell us a wee bit about your family?
I got a mommy. And a little sister and an auntie.
Very good. A mommy and a little sister and an auntie. And is your little sister here?
Yes, she right over there.
Oh, she's right over there, yeah. And does your little sister have a name?
Dee Dee Danella.
Okay. And do you like coming here with your sister?
Yep.
Brilliant. That was the right answer. Okay, Abigail, now where's Abigail? Abigail, you're getting very tall. Isn't Abigail getting tall, guys? Yes, I'm telling you. Now, Abigail, do you want to tell us a wee bit about your family?
I have a grandma.
I see your grandma sitting in the front. Is there any? Are you forgetting about a few other people, maybe?
My mummy and daddy and Auntie Shell.
Right, mommy and daddy, and don't forget Auntie Michelle, yes. And I think you have an Uncle James as well, but, you know, James, don't be taking offence up there. And was there somebody else you were telling me about when we were over practicing as well? Was there another wee one?
Misty.
Misty. And who's Misty?
My doggy.
Okay, and you were telling me as well, because your mommy has a very important job in the house. It's not your daddy's job, sure. I don't know what your daddy does, but what does your mommy do with Misty?
Take her out for a walk.
And do you like going out for walks with Misty?
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's great. Well, that's lovely to hear. Now, Sophie, here's another big, tall girl, Sophie. Look at how tall you're getting now. Now, Sophie, do you want to tell us a wee bit about your family?
My mum.
Oh. I see your mommy up there waving. Oh, and your daddy. And is there? Have you got a brother or sister too? Do I recall there's somebody behind you, and she's looking very similar to you. What's that big girl called?
Emily.
And you have a brother?
Yeah.
And what do you guys like to do? What do you do to pass the time? What sort of fun things do you like doing?
Playing.
Okay. And do your brother and sister look after you and play lots with you, or do they play with their own toys?
Play with own toys.
Well, I think you told me earlier they play with you a wee bit as well, but that's good to hear.
Did you know God also has a family? We need to be born into his family just like we were born to our mum and dad. Our next song tells us how we can do this.
Thank you.
Well, as we've been learning in Stepping Stones and Tiny Steps, unfortunately not everybody's in God's family. We have to make a decision to come into God's family, and one of our memory verses tells us how we can do that. So some of the boys are going to say their verses now. So Finley, first of all.
John chapter 1 verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name. John chapter 1 verse 12. As many have received them, become the children of God, and as many believe in his name.
Well done.
But as many as receive him, to them he gives the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name.
Now, you didn't say it well, but just in case they can't say it, we can sing it, can't we?
Yeah.
We're all going to sing out nice and loud. God's family too. So you have come into God's family, isn't that right, Sam?
Yes.
And do you remember anything about when you asked Jesus to forgive you for your sins?
When I was 4.
You were 4, and what age are you now?
9.
9, so that's quite a while ago, isn't it? But you're still coming to church, and what else do you do to learn more about God?
Read your Bible.
Very good. Nice. Eva and Nancy have a poem about being a child of God.
The children of God. Children of God place their trust in the one we know, who truly loves us. The children of God have great hope. We're filled with joy. You won't see us smoke. The children of God praise and sing. We worship and adore our King of Kings.
The children of God cannot be beat. In Jesus we're strong. You won't find us weak. The children of God have perfect peace. In Him we find rest that will never cease. The children of God outpour His delight. For our hope is found in His saving light.
Many of us have chosen to come into God's family. Have you made that choice? He loves us so much and is with me every day. He made us and knows us better than we even know ourselves. That's why we should obey His word, the Bible.
So God has given us many good gifts in this life and promised us a wonderful home in heaven when we die, if we are part of His family. Now, three of our children have a memory verse to say now about that. So, Samuel.
The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 2, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were so, I told you, I go and prepare a place for you.
John chapter 14, verse 2. In my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go there to prepare a place for you.
So three of our girls have a poem just to finish off.
The church is not a building or a place where people meet. It doesn't have to have a tower or wooden pews or seats. The church is made of people just like you and me. It's another name for God's family.
The church is like a body with eyes and hands and feet. Each personal role is different, so the body is complete. We all need each other. I need you, and you need me, all together in God's family.
The
the church is Jesus' kingdom and it's going into the world. He's calling rich and poor, men and women, boys and girls, so come and join the party. Whoever you may be, he calls you into God's family.
So will you come into God's family today?
Thank you very much, boys and girls. That was really, really entertaining and so, so good. And isn't it a hard act to follow, isn't it? I mean, where do you even start? But I tell you what I do want to do. I am maybe speaking a lot along the lines which you've been already speaking about. And I want to read a few verses of scripture to you. It's about a man. He really wanted to be in God's family, but he had the wrong way and the wrong idea of how to get there. So I'm going to read to you, and then I'm going to say a wee bit of, I'm a wee bit nervous, because I'm going to say a wee bit of origami. Does anybody know what that is? I don't know, but it sounds good. But here we go. Origami, is it? Yes, sorry. I don't have Japanese as one of my first languages. But here's the rich young ruler. And it says in Mark chapter 10, verses 17 to 22, he was really, really interested in getting to know God. And here's what happened to him. He says, "Now as he was going out on the road, one came running, knelt before him and asked him, 'Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?' So Jesus said to him, 'Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and your mother.' And he answered and said to him, 'Teacher, all these things I have kept from I was a youngster.' Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, 'One thing you lack: go your way and sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me.' But he was sad at that word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions." Now let's still our hearts for a wee moment, and let's pray, and we're going to ask the Lord to help. So let's pray together. Let's go. One. Here's how we do it in Abbots. One, two, three. Father, we want to thank you for the boys and girls and all that they have learned, and we thank you for the testimony of those who have been able to speak about what the Lord has done for them. We thank you that God has a family, and it's a wonderful family. It's the family of God, and there's no one like them. And we pray, dear God, that you'll that we will see every one of these young lives in the family of God, that they and their mums and dads and their guardians and parents will accept Christ as their Saviour and Lord. And, oh God, we pray that anything we'll say now will have the help of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, one of the most difficult things that I had regarding today was to get strong enough paper to do what I'm going to do, but nevertheless, also paper that I would be able to tear. So I couldn't get the stuff, so I had to get one of the pieces of paper that was already printed on, but I'm going to try and use the white side of the paper. Now, way back, whenever we talked about the rich young ruler, he tried everything under heaven to try and see could he get right with God and be in God's family. And he tried doing good things, he tried keeping the commandments, he tried doing all sorts of things to try and make him ready right with God. But we all know that he went away sad. He went away sad. And then earlier in the Bible, there were people who tried to build a tower so they could get to heaven. And they tried and tried and tried, and they built a tower. Now, I know this is only like a little house, but this is a wee bit like a tower. And it was up and up and up. Do you think that brought them to heaven, did it?
Nope.
Did you think? What did they call this tower in the Bible? Does anybody know? Does any of the parents know? Yes, Abigail, do you know? It was called the Tower of Babel, or Babel. Now, it never brought them to heaven. In fact, God was so angry with them that God stopped them building, and he brought the tower crashing down, and he sent the people all over the world. Many, many years later, then, they started to try and build something else that was very special. They tried to build an aeroplane. Do you think an aeroplane would take you to heaven? Would an aeroplane take you to heaven?
No.
Well, I have been in many an aeroplane, and I'm telling you, I have never... Now, there might have been some people who went to heaven from an aeroplane, but an aeroplane never brought them to heaven. And do you think would this aeroplane bring us to heaven? No. I have never talked to anybody. Well, let's see how far it will fly. Will we try it? Will we? Oh, we'll try it, yeah. Oh, look at that. Well, an aeroplane, I know of no one who's ever been able to go to heaven from through an aeroplane. Well, what they did then was, where does this go? Yeah, here we go. Much later than that, they decided they were going to build something else that was faster and stronger and specially built to take them up into space. And what do you think that was? Everybody's waiting to see this going wrong, aren't you? Oh, I can just... So what they thought, well, maybe a rocket will take us to heaven. Not right? A rocket? You say, listen, they've gone to Mars, they've gone to the moon, and I have never seen pictures of heaven yet. Have you? No. And has any spaceman ever said that he sent us back pictures? They've sent us back pictures of Mars. They've sent us back pictures of the moon. They've even sent us back pictures of Earth. But they have never sent us back pictures of heaven. So a rocket, an aeroplane, you can't even build your way. That tells me something. Now, will you remind me to come back to this, will you? If I forget, will you remind me to come back to it, won't you? All right. Because we need that. That's very special. Because you think this hasn't worked, don't you? Well, that tells me something about heaven, doesn't it? Because if a rocket doesn't take us to heaven, and an aeroplane doesn't take us to God, and we can't build our way to heaven, and we can't work our way to heaven and to God, that means that heaven is a big distance. That means that heaven is a huge distance away. Now, in the Bible says that we were made in the image of God. And now to try and sort out a distance, I want to get Billy Annette, and who else is a suspect? I just want to embarrass our church, new church secretary. So we'll have Drew up here as well. So Drew and Billy, would you please come up and help me? Because I couldn't find any wee poles to make. And so I want you, Billy, and you're going to stand here. And that's the starting point. So that's the start. And so this is the finishing point over here. Thank you. That's the point. And everybody has to see that. So whenever God created us, we were here. We were perfect. We were in the image of God. God made us like Him. God made us to love Him. God made us to know Him. In fact, whenever God made us, there was no sin. Now, that was way back in the Garden of Eden before Adam and Eve fell. And so we were the finished product. But here we are down here. Away down here. And this is where we are now. In fact, the Bible... Now, what do you think has made us so far away from God? Can anybody read this? Because we're reading words. We're saying, what was this? Would that make us far away from God, wouldn't it? And what else would it... Would anger? Hands up those of you who have never shown a fit of anger. I want that! Anger? And then, what about hatred? Hating people? Wouldn't that make us far away from God, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that make us far away from God? What about this one here? Does anybody know what this word is? Over this side here. What's this from Samuel? All on this side. Shout it out good and loud.
Jealousy.
Okay. So jealousy would take us far away from God. What about this one here? This side here. What's this one? Stealing. Let me hear it good and loud.
Stealing.
No, you wouldn't dare steal, would you? What about cheating? Everybody together. Would that keep you far from away from God? What about this one? After two. One, two. What about this one here? What's this one? Envying. Or what about this one here? Lies. This cost me a couple of quid to get this all printed out. Lies. Tell me this. What about pride? Do you know what pride is? Big nosed. It makes you have a big head about yourself. And here's the last one. Greed. Do you think, are those the things that has us far away from God? No. No. Now, I tell you what, they are probably no help to us knowing God, but there's an even deeper problem that makes us do all these things. Does anybody know what it is? Hands up, and I have a parent now. If these things aren't the big problem, what is the big problem? Sin. Somebody shouted out sin. Now, a lot of people try to do, I had a steel left as a shooting brush pole. You see, here we are here. This is going to represent you and me. How's it going to do that? You see, you and I were born like that. Right? We're bent towards sin. Now, you see this row of kids? Let's see, who's your mommy and daddy's? Is your mommy's here? Can I have a few adults? Aye, we'll have a few adults. We'll not make the children. Will we get the children first to try this? Finley, isn't it? Harris, will you come here, and Abigail, and what's your name? Come on out here. Come on here. Okay, this is the way we were made. So what I need you to do now, and this will demonstrate that we were sinners, and because we are sinners, we're always going to do wrong. We're always going to do the wrong thing. So what I want you to do, all right? You're looking at me now. I want you after three to try and blow, don't come any closer now, to try and blow that pole so that it won't fall. Would that be all right? Can we manage that? After three. One, two, three. Start blowing. Blow harder. Blow harder. Blow harder. Ah, you're not a big enough blow. All right. Will we try again? After three. One, two, three. Oh, no. You may go back to your seats. Who can I get as a mommy and daddy? Samuel. Yes, you're all dressed up. You'll do nicely. Come on, Samuel. All right, Stephen. We'll get the mommies and the daddies. Anybody else? Come on up here beside me. Are you a big blow? Come on ahead. Mark Thompson, you come on over here as well. You're too comfortable looking there. Because you boys, aren't these bigger blows than the wee ones, aren't they? Oh, far bigger. All right. Right, you three big blows, all right? After three. And By the way, I've got a nice, crispy £20 note. Don't you? I'll give you that 20 quid if you can stop that pole. Now, all you have to do is blow, all right? After the big blows, all right? One, two, three. Sit down, you're useless. You see, boys and girls, there is something in us called sin. And that sin has made this huge distance between us and God. And it means that we'll never, ever, ever be able to save ourselves. There's just this principle that makes us tell lies, that makes us fight with others, that won't let us share our toys with anyone. And that's called sin. And sometimes people think, well, if I stop being greedy, and if I stop being proud, and if I stop telling lies, and if I stop envying, you do have to stop those things, but stopping those things doesn't deal with it, because there's this huge distance. Now I need more help. I'm going to get some more help here. All right, well, I'll take you, Wallace. Would you do good? Aye, come on, Wallace. You're a real fit man. Look at that boy there. Come on, Wallace. All right. Come on. All right. I want you with one jump. Yes. And I'll give you 20 quid. Or, it's on this way, yes. And yes, okay. And I want you with one jump to jump right over to the finish. And there's 20 quid. Now, just one jump, right? Let's go. Let's see how you get. One. Failure. Once in a Anybody else want to try? Stephen Bailey, you're sitting far too comfortable. Come over here, really fit. Okay, just one jump. I tell you what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. We'll just say, no. Oh, no cheating. Now just say, we'll make it a wee bit easier for him, all right? We'll stop being disobedient. We'll stop being greedy. We'll stop being proud. We'll stop being telling lies. We'll stop envying, all right? How far does that get you up the start? Up here. Yeah, that's it. That'll do. Okay? That's all those sin stops. You've only five sin. So you're not as far away. But you're still, all right, one jump. Just one jump. Now, no cheating. 20 quid. Just one jump. Absolutely no good. That Wallace did far better than you. All right? Jonathan, come up here. Come up here. It wouldn't be very ladylike to have ladies hopping about, sure, wouldn't it? No. So, well, just one more try. So, here we go. So, just say you stop cheating, you stop stealing, you stop being jealous, you stop hating people, which you should never do, and you stop being angry. Okay. Right. Here you go, Billy. There we go. All right. Come on. Do what you're told and stop being disobedient. Right. Just one jump. Hold on. You need to see the colour of my money. All right. What? Just one jump. Okay. Away you go. One jump. No, running jump. No. Just stop. He was the worst of them all, wasn't he? All right. Thank you very much. So that's the start, and you just stay where you are. This, you just stay where you are. So we've got a real problem, haven't we? I mean, people try to stop things, but there's also people that try to start things, like going to church, saying their prayers, reading the Bible. They try all sorts of things to try to get into God's family, but they've never dealt with sin. Well, I go back to me origami. What is it? Oh, I better go back to me origami. You stay there, Billy. Don't be moving anywhere. Okay. All right. You see, boys and girls, everybody loves to try to get to God in their own strength, in their own ability, in their own ingenuity. And they even try to build things, do things like the people in way back in the earliest times, like whenever they built a tower. And then there's even people try all sorts of strange things. And remember we made the airplane, and I'm hoping this will work again. Oh, I think it's going to work. Just maybe not as good as the last airplane. And they say all sorts of mechanisms and means. And they even then try to special events, like helping people across the road, like saying their prayers, going to church, stopping stealing, cheating, and whatever. And they never managed, because God said there's only what, are you watching now? You watching? This is very important. You see, there's only one way. There's only one way. And it's not by a space rocket. And it's not by our own good works. It's by the cross of Jesus Christ. You see, boys and girls, there was a man called Jesus. And he lived a perfect life. In fact, the Bible says, we're not done with you two boys yet now. The Bible says, are you listening? The Bible says that he lived a perfect life, and there was never anyone like him. He lived a perfect life. But you know what happened? He died on a cross. Evil and wicked people killed him, and he died on the cross. Now, did he die for his own sins? No. He died in your place and mine. Mommies and daddies, he died in your place and mine. He paid the full penalty for your sins and mine. And how often we try to stop things. Now, I'm not saying that you continue being a cheat. You need to stop those things. But to get to heaven, to get into God's family, you have to be born through him. And the Bible says, and they quote, as many as received him, to them give he the right or the authority to become a child of God. He died to take away your sins, that you might be forgiven, that you might be part of his family. And my question is, have you accepted him as your Lord and Saviour? The last slide that we had for Stepping Stones was about admitting, believing, confessing, and deciding. And here's the thing. Have you believed? I was delighted. I was delighted to hear all those young Samuel here, and young, you're Sam as well, aren't you? Two Psalms together, telling of how they came to Christ and knew the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour. How are you going to get to heaven, mums and dads? How are you going to have your sins forgiven? It's about trusting in what Christ has done. Now let me tell you, here's the last little piece of great information that we're going to have. Here's what happens. Drew, you come with me. Now Billy, that's it, okay. Now, here's what you have to do. Are you listening? Here's what you have to do. Accept and believe. And it's done. It's done. Have you done it? There's no more jumping through hoops and trying efforts. He deals with the sin of our lives and brings us into his family. Thank you very much. Give them a round of applause. They were very patient. Boys and girls, let's bow together in prayer and then we're going to have our children's hymn. So let's bow together in prayer. Here's how we do it. 1, 2, 3. Now, I'm going to talk just for a wee minute. So boys and girls, if you can be very, very, very quiet. I want to talk to the mums and dads. Mums and dads and grannies and granddads and carers. The most precious thing in your possession, you listen to me, mums and dads, are your children. They're the most precious possession you have. But you cannot tell them about God and show them the way to God and be part of His family if you don't know Him yourself. And it's the same for the children as it is for you. And it's the same for you as it is for the children. And it doesn't matter how often you attend church or what you've decided you're going to do. It matters what you've done for Jesus and you've done with Jesus. And He has come to you and He asks you to accept Him. When we're bowed in prayer, will you do it just now? And boys and girls, will you do that just now? And here's how it's done. Accept that you are a sinner. Believe that Christ died for you and give your life into His hands. Just now. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will give that deciding grace and that help for every boy and girl, that they'll trust you as their Saviour, receive you as their Lord, and be part of God's family. Thank you for the cross of Jesus that's done it all for us. Bless these boys and girls, Father. We pray that not one of them will be lost, but every one of them come to Christ. And their mammies and daddies, they're so precious to the children. May their mammies and daddies know Christ as well. We ask it in Christ's name and for His sake alone. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing our last song is Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, For the Bible Tells Me So. And we're going to get you all to stand and sing. And by the way, the first one did also work as well, just in case you thought it didn't. It did also work as well. All right. Okay, let's all pray, stand and sing together. Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. Thank you very much for standing and singing. You may be seated. We're going to have our praise giving just now, and after we have our praise giving, we'll pray then. So thank you, Judith, and the volunteers. You come along now and hand out their very special praises. Thank you so much.
These are the prizes for Stepping Stones and Tiny Steps. There's some extra books. If we've forgotten anybody, we don't want to leave anybody out, but see us afterwards if a child here hasn't got a book. And then Ruth's going to give out the prizes for the creche.
Ben Anderson?
Maybe isn't here today.
Okay, I'll skip Jesse. Hannah Annette?
Well done.
Jacob Annette.
Okay.
Emmy Bates. Joa Bates. Oh, okay. Here he comes, here
he comes. Okay, Joa.
Abigail. Amelia. Maisie Brown. Lydia Billen.
Well done.
Michael. Caleb. Samuel Carson. Hope Carson. And do you want to take Lissy Carson's as well? Daniel Elwood. Dee Dee. Okay, so we normally have Harper, who isn't with us this morning. Samuel Johnson. His little sister Sarah Johnson. Beatrix Luke. Okay. Lily McAllister. Phoebe McCrory. Eva McPartland. Emily Patterson. Zachary Patterson. And Sophie Patterson. Reva Patterson. Nora and Ada Smith. Finley Taggart. And at long last, Harris Taggart.
And they say it's not well. Okay, we first thank you.
For the creche, we have Charlotte McCulloch. And if you want to come on up with Annabelle as well. And then we have Ezra. I know he's here. And we have Seek Bingham. Are you coming up? Get your book. Have you done all your work then? There you go. And Jackson Campton. Is Jackson here? No, Jackson's not here today. Luke Stevenson. Oh, I think they might be in the creche. If they could come in, maybe they would like to get their books. Yes, here they come. Oh, Luke. Here you are, Luke. And we've got one for Ben. And Benjamin Cuthbert. If there are any preschool children that haven't got something, will you please see me afterwards, because there are extra things. Okay, thank you.
So, as Drew announced earlier, this is Judith's last year, and fittingly, the church as a body presented her with a token of her appreciation. But the leaders and the children couldn't allow her to go without saying goodbye either. And so, we thought it fitting, just as a thank you, we have some small gifts, Judith, to show your appreciation. It's been an honour and a privilege to work with you over the years. Okay, guys.
Right, folks, shall we just bow together in prayer? Let's pray. Our Father, we just want to pray that you'll separate us in your fear with your blessing. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, our Heavenly Father, and help and communion of the Holy Spirit be our portion today and the days that lie ahead. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. May God bless you as you travel home. Thank you very much, boys and girls, for all that you've meant to us today.